Good afternoon. This is Tamara reading the Rantoul Press for the week of Sunday, June 3rd. Beginning with local news. RR4R invites residents to meeting. Rantoul Residents for Representation wants to hear from fellow Rantoul residents. A community listening and information session will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday, June 9th at Rantoul Public Library. The group wants to know, what do you think about our current form of village government and about our community? What works for you? What doesn't? What priorities would you set? What concerns do you have? Have you thought about running for office? RR4R is a committee made up of everyday people that was formed by concerned citizens of Rantoul. The committee supports a switch to aldermanic government and will briefly present information on that topic. Horton named Farm Credit Ag Scholar. Sophia Horton of Fisher was recognized as one of 30 members of the class of 2018 Farm Credit Agriculture Scholars during a luncheon at Farm Credit Illinois in Mahomet last week. Each scholar receives $2,000 from FCI to pursue a degree within the field of agriculture. Recipients were selected from 190 applicants throughout central and southern Illinois by a panel of judges in the agriculture industry. This fall, Horton will attend the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign to study agricultural leadership and science education, with plans of teaching agriculture and developing the next generation of agricultural leaders. Her parents are Mark and Shanna Horton. Farm Credit Illinois is proud to provide positive opportunities and lend support to young people with a passion for agriculture, said Rod Stoll, Vice President of Marketplace Engagement for FCI. These scholars will assume careers that shape the future of agriculture and rural America, in turn helping farm families succeed. College notes. Two area students were named to the spring semester Dean's List at Olivet Nazarene University in Bourbonnais. They are Tanner McLean of Gifford and Emily Sommer of Fuseland. To qualify for inclusion on the Dean's List, a student must have been enrolled as a full-time undergraduate student and must have attained a semester grade point average of 3.50 or higher on a 4.00 grading scale. In Circleville, Ohio, two Rantoul residents have graduated from Ohio Christian University. Jeffrey Dossier graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Leadership and Ministry degree, and Claudine Townsend graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Business Management. Jumanji to start Movies in the Park series. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, will be shown at Willow Pond Golf Course at approximately dusk Friday, June 8th, at Willow Pond Golf Course. It will be the opening feature of the Rantoul Area Chamber of Commerce 2018 Movies in the Park series. People may bring blankets and chairs for seating. The movie is free. Those attending may take part in Willow Pond's full menu and beverages in its full-service grill and lounge for dinner before the movie. Call the Chamber office for more information at 893-3323 or email dir@rantoulchamber.com. Bricker overcomes disease to excel. Forrest Bricker was a big strapping boy when he was born, 9 pounds 11 ounces and 21 inches long. He continued to grow at a normal rate until sixth grade. Then the growing stopped. Intestinal problems also surfaced. It would take time before doctors could determine what was causing the trouble. Eventually, they diagnosed him with Crohn's disease, an incurable autoimmune inflammatory bowel disorder. It was hard, Bricker's father, Tom, said. At first, we couldn't understand what was going on. Afterward, when we found out what was going on, it scared us. Forrest underwent a surgical procedure to correct damage the disease had caused and will likely have to receive treatment for the rest of his life. But it hasn't kept him from excelling in the classroom. Recently graduated from Rantoul Township High School, the Thomasboro resident was one of the top students in his class, finishing with a 4.63 grade point average. He has been accepted into the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. His ability to do well despite the obstacles earned Bricker the Rantoul Exchange Club ACE Award, which was presented at a recent dinner meeting of the club. His parents, Tom and Ilya, were also present. Bricker's long trips to the bathroom while he was in junior high caused his teachers to assume he was goofing off. Little did they know what he was going through. He remembers being scheduled to run the 400 in track in junior high and missing a race because he had to run off to the bathroom. Before the treatment started, there would be sudden urges to use the restroom, Bricker said. The uncertainty was perhaps the hardest part. Ilya Bricker said it was about a year before doctors figured out what was wrong. Forrest Bricker explained the disease. The digestive tract can become inflamed from foods that are too difficult to digest. Then instead of working, they would be healing. They would always try to be healing while I was constantly eating these foods that were bad for me. Despite receiving regular treatments, Bricker is still not able to eat many of the problem foods, such as fresh, uncooked vegetables, including broccoli. Apple peels are also a problem. No nuts. Gotta peel that apple. No popcorn in the theater. That's a hard one, Bricker said. Some people with Crohn's disease get fistulas, which are holes in the intestinal tract. Bricker underwent surgery to close up one of the fistulas. Because no doctors in Champaign were qualified to treat anyone younger than 18 with Crohn's disease, Bricker had to receive regular treatments in a Springfield Children's Hospital until he turned 18. It was scary at first. All this stuff was going to be pumped into him, Tom Bricker said. We had faith in our God and faith in our doctors, and he grew. His treatments, which he received every 2 months, included a 4-hour Remicade infusion via IV. Bricker would receive treatments on a Monday and would alert his teachers the Friday before that he would be gone and would ask for any extra homework so he wouldn't fall behind. Bricker now takes the treatments at Christie Clinic in Champaign. Once the treatments began, Bricker began to grow again. He said he grew about a foot while in high school. His medical issues haven't prevented Bricker from being active in school and out. He helps in his church's Bible Baptist of Rantoul sound booth on Sundays and is a youth ministry leader. At RTHS, he was part of the marching band, he plays the trumpet, and was in concert band, track, and basketball in junior high. Bricker took part in the Principal Scholarship Program, a pre-college program offered by the University of Illinois. He has not decided on a major and will start college in the Division of General Studies. Bricker said being accepted into the U of I was the proudest moment of his life. He believes being idle is not conducive to becoming a well-rounded individual, adding, "It is better to stay busy doing something you love than let yourself become useless. There are an endless amount of ways that you can be a detriment to society in the world at large." Bricker said he believes if everyone worked to better themselves in some way, the world would be a better place. Being employed and building a career is an important part of bettering society. This summer, he will mow lawns and do corn pollination for Monsanto. The Brickers have learned to make adjustments and go forward. Ilya Bricker gave a mother's perspective. "There's no cure for Crohn's, and you never want your child to have an incurable disease," she said. "After reading about it and learning about it, there are a lot of people who have an incurable disease. You just have to learn what it's going to take to manage it and how to live with it." Rantoul Honor Roll for St. Malachy's. Highest, all A's. Third grade, Hilliana Luster, Nora Lang, Chloe McMorris, and Addison Sherrick. Fourth grade, Joel McAllister and Tiffany Sanchez. Fifth grade, Jacob Fox. Sixth grade, Blake Birmingham, Elizabeth Handel, Savannah Ian, and Angel Robel. Seventh grade, Marin Lang and Aiden Pacunas. Eighth grade, Delaney Fullenkamp and Alex Reynolds. High A's and B's. Third grade, Frida Hernandez, Katie Nettles, Giovanni Solorzano, and Canon Chosik. Fourth grade, Ivana Abarca and Emma Martin. Fifth grade, Cooper Anderson, Shamari Anderson, Amelia Dams, Sonia Hernandez, Jalen McElmurray, Eli Neitzel, and Hannah Shields. Sixth grade, Ross Gawenda, Evan Larson, Hannah Palomar, and Savannah Shoemate. Seventh grade, Sheila Navarette, Caleb Neitzel, and Eli Wilhelm. Eighth grade, Macy Carpenter. Migrant worker numbers to triple locally. About triple the number of migrant workers will be coming to Rantoul to work this summer, and the leader of a local center said help is needed to meet some of the workers' needs. The Reverend Nelson Cuevas, director of the Cultivadores Latino Center, Rantoul, said the center will provide some food and other necessities to about 600 workers plus their families. In previous years, about 200 workers and families came to Rantoul. All will be living here. In addition, about 1,000 migrant workers will be coming to Champaign-Urbana. If we average 3 people per household, you do the math, Cuevas said. We're looking at almost 4,000 in Champaign County. He said the migrants will be staying in local and area hotels and apartments. The additional influx of migrants is the work of 3 recruiters for seed corn companies who have been charged with bringing workers to central Illinois. The numbers are higher because there is more work this year in the fields, Cuevas said. Cuevas said none of the workers are illegal aliens. All are U.S. citizens and travel across the country where the work is. And more of the workers are English-speaking. He said more young people are willing to become migrant workers because they are eligible for free college education through the Migrant Council. While many of the migrants may be staying in Rantoul, they work throughout the area from as far west as Bloomington Normal to as far east as Hoopston in Indiana. Cuevas was in Texas last week meeting with company representatives to determine the number of migrants so cultivadores can get ready for the number coming. Cultivadores will provide a food pantry and other services. He said food and other items are purchased from the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. We make arrangements for their daycare, Cuevas said. This year I need a lot of help because I don't have a lot of funds for this. Donations of water or snacks are also needed. He estimated Cultivadores will offer a food pantry 5 or 6 times during the migrant's stay, compared to 2 or 3 times normally. My function is to find out the numbers, because Cultivators happens to be the first stop they make to get food and child care, for those who qualify, and to tap into other services available in our county, Cuevas said. Cultivadores will offer food and services not only to the Rantoul-based migrants, but those staying in Champaign-Urbana as well. He estimated the migrants will stay this year for about 6 months. They usually stay July through October. This year they have started early and will stay from early June to early December, he said. While the field work will be long over by the fall, Cuevas estimated half of the workers will likely stay to work in the seed company's laboratories and in other jobs. A large majority will also help to clean apartments at the University of Illinois. A good bunch started cleaning apartments in May, Cuevas said. About 150 workers are doing that. Wages paid by the seed corn companies vary from minimum wage to $14 an hour, depending on the job, Cuevas said. A fundraiser will be held Saturday, June 23rd, in front of the Cultivadores Latino Center on South Maplewood Drive in Rantoul to benefit the food pantry and other services. Cuevas, who formerly spent part of the year in Rantoul and part in Puerto Rico, said he no longer travels to Puerto Rico since Hurricane Maria devastated that U.S. territory last year. The conditions in Puerto Rico remain unsafe, Cuevas said. There is no water, light, or other accessories. Donations for the migrants may be mailed or brought to the Latino Center at 555 South Maplewood Drive, Rantoul, Illinois, 61866. Woods named Eater Principal, Bilingual Director. Rantoul J.W. Eater Junior High has a new voice to lead it. Dr. Scott Woods has been named Eater's Principal and Bilingual Director, replacing Ryan Green, who resigned in April after serving as Eater's Principal for 4 years. Woods, who was born and raised in Moline, and whose parents both worked as high school teachers and guidance counselors, has taught and led for 20 years in education, with 16 of those years in middle schools. He has served as a teacher, assistant principal, and principal, and he has taught at both middle school and high school levels in Spanish and social studies. Woods, whose wife, Rachel, is a speech-language pathologist at Urbana High School, taught Spanish at Rantoul Township High School during the 97-98 school year. For the past 8 years, Woods has led Urbana Middle School, reorienting the school to the middle school concept through incorporating true advisory programming, strengthening the team concept, and addressing issues of racial inequities through implementation of restorative practices. In addition to serving as a principal in recent years, Woods completed his doctorate in education in 2017, completing a quantitative dissertation exploring the middle school concept as related to academic achievement and equitable access for students and families. Recently, Woods' research was awarded by the American Education Research Association as the middle grades dissertation of the year. Also, Woods serves on the Board of Trustees for the Association for Middle Level Education, the largest international organization devoted to middle grade students in schools. Woods worked for 14 years as a middle grade school leader, including serving as both principal for UMS and Hurgit Middle School in Aurora. Woods said he is looking forward to expanding his professional capacity by serving as the Rantoul City Schools bilingual director, a new experience for him, in addition to his role as principal. Woods' hiring was approved by the RCS board at its May meeting. The board hired Scott because he brings a wealth of experience in middle-level education and administration, RCS Superintendent Michelle Ramage said. He has great passion and is committed to continuing to create the best educational environment for our students. CARE Program. Barb Moore presented an update to the board on the proposed Child Alternative Restorative Experience pilot program that was presented at the April board meeting. The program would be housed at EATER, which provides a separate area for the alternative program that is away from other elementary age students. Students who live more than 1.5 miles from EATER will be able to ride on the regular buses utilizing the junior high bus routes. There will be no additional transportation costs. CARE is an alternative to suspension program that utilizes restorative practices. This is a voluntary alternative in which parents consent to have their child sent to the program during the days their child would be serving an out-of-school suspension. The mission of the program is to provide an opportunity for students who have been given a suspension to remain in school during the suspension, receive academic instruction while suspended, and participate in social and emotional learning activities to reduce the likelihood that the problem behavior that resulted in suspension will recur. For the 2018-19 school year, the program would be available for students in grades 1 through 5, while kindergartners would require special administrative approval. Pending success of the proposed program, a similar program may be developed for grades 6 through 8 for either spring 2019 or the 2019-2020 school year. Hopkins speaks on behalf of BBBS. Christian Hopkins from Big Brothers Big Sisters was introduced during the public forum portion of the meeting. Upcoming events and fundraisers will be coming soon. Events are free for mentors and mentees, but a small charge for others will help raise money. They are taking donations and looking for a grant funding to purchase game activity boxes for Bigs, mentors, and Littles, mentees, to use during their weekly meeting time. Again, Hopkins stressed the high need for mentors for BBBS. In other notes, Ramage discussed the next steps for the Mina Thompson building. Minimum bids for the sale were developed, but no bids were made. The next step is to contact a real estate agent. This will be discussed in closed session to determine a minimum bid. A precautionary request was made to use $150,000 of health life safety funds if the cost to finish the plumbing of East Lawn exceeds the amount of the bond, which is not likely, but possible. The board will continue to receive updates on the progress and expenses. Technology assistance will continue for the 2018-19 school year. One additional technology position will be added for the EATER building. The kindergarten transition position will be eliminated for the 2018-19 school year. This role will be absorbed within existing staff. The board will next meet at 6:30 p.m. June 20th in the Robert D. Little Boardroom at EATER. We'll turn now to the death notices for the week of Sunday, June 3rd. Clara M. Becker, 89, of rural Assumption, mother of a Paxton resident, died at 11:35 p.m. Saturday, May 26th at HSHS Good Shepherd Hospital in Shelbyville. Funeral services were held Monday, June 4th at Howanyaki Funeral Home, Shelbyville. Burial followed in Bethany Cemetery in Flat Branch Township. Memorials may be given to the Shelby Extension Foundation, which supports 4-H and Master Gardener programs. Condolences may be sent to the family at howandyaki.com. John Pete Doman, 76, of Gifford, died at 12:07 a.m. Thursday, May 31st at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center, Danville. A celebration of life was held Thursday, June 7th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Gifford. Lux Memorial Chapel Rantoul is in charge of arrangements. Richard A. Duncan, 72, of East Peoria, father of a Thomasboro resident, died Sunday, June 3rd at Unity Point Health Methodist, Peoria. Cremation rites will be accorded. There will be no services. Wilton Mortuary, Peoria is in charge of arrangements. Memorials may be made to the ALS Association, P.O. Box 37022, Boone, Iowa, 50097-0022. Online condolences may be made through thewiltonmortuary.com. Michael L. Hastings, 65, of St. Joseph, brother of a Paxton resident, died at 4:50 a.m. Monday, May 28th at home. Memorial services were held Saturday, June 2nd at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, St. Joseph. Burial was in Bill Huss Chapel Cemetery. Free's Funeral Home St. Joseph was in charge of arrangements. Memorials may be made to his church or the Muscular Dystrophy Association or St. Thomas Catholic School's Capital Fund. Jane E. Lieb, 65, of Monticello, mother of a Rantoul resident, died at 8:30 a.m. Tuesday, June 5th at St. Mary's Hospital, Decatur. Funeral Mass was held at 10 a.m. Friday, June 8th at St. Philomena Catholic Church, Monticello. Interment will be in St. Joseph Cemetery, Ivesdale. Memorial donations may be made to the American Cancer Society. Condolences may be sent to the family at mackey-wrightfuneralhome.com. Richard Phipps, 74, of Thawville, father of a Rantoul resident, died at 8:10 a.m. Thursday, May 24th at home. Visitation was held Tuesday, May 29th at Redenius Funeral Home in Gilman. Burial followed in Ridgeland Township in Thawville. Redenius Funeral Home Gilman was in charge of arrangements. His guest book may be signed at RedeniusFuneralHomes.com. Shirley Van Camp, 82, of Potomac, died at 9:20 p.m. Tuesday, June 5th at home. According to her wishes, cremation rites will be accorded. No services are scheduled at this time. Blurton Funeral Home, Potomac is in charge of arrangements. Memories or photos may be posted on her memorial page at blurtonfuneralhomes.com. This concludes the reading of the death notices for the week of June 3rd. We'll return now and finish with local news. Snyder resigns as Rantoul Village Administrator. The search for a new Village of Rantoul Administrator will resume again. Rick Snyder has tendered his resignation from the post. The action becomes effective July 30th. He had begun his duties December 1st and was being paid an annual salary of $135,000. Snyder cited personal reasons for the resignation Tuesday and said in a statement, "My partner Tim and I have been living in different locations for over 2 years now, and frankly, it is a situation of which we have both grown weary. In consideration of several factors, including spending more time with family, cost of living, and climate, we've decided that we want to relocate permanently to the East Coast." Snyder had been serving as Champaign County Administrator since April 2016, prior to accepting the Rantoul position. Snyder thanked village staff for their hard work on behalf of the people of Rantoul. "I know they will continue to move the village forward after my departure," Snyder said. The village board will hold its monthly study session at 6 p.m. Tuesday, June 5th at the Municipal Building, 333 South Tanner Street. Snyder is likely to discuss his resignation at that time. Scope of Thomasboro law enforcement up for debate after police chief's resignation. The resignation of Police Chief Robert Ray after 5 months on the job has left the Thomasboro Village Board once again pondering the shape of its police department. Mayor Tyler Evans said at the Monday board meeting that he wasn't surprised to get Ray's resignation. "I could see the writing on the wall. I could tell he was bored," Evans said. "I don't think the department is quite as busy as we were led to think." Ray's resignation was effective midway through May, but Evans said Ray continued to fill in through the rest of the month. On a 5-0 vote, the board appointed Thomasboro Officer Mike Martinez as interim police chief for 3 months, but decided to hold off on hiring more help. Trustee Anna Martin was absent. "I would like to discuss a few things about this department before we hire part-time police officers," Trustee Dustin Rhodes said. He asked if the village needs a full-time police chief, or, for that matter, a police department at all, if the primary issues that keep coming up are code enforcement. Trustee Kyle Henniger had a different point of view. "We need a police presence. It's very important to taxpayers in this town," he said. Rhodes suggested patrols by Champaign County Sheriff's deputies might be sufficient. "I don't think you'll see enough of them," Henniger said. The board will hold a special meeting to consult Martinez about hiring additional officers and overall policing needs of the village on a date to be determined. Thomasboro resident Greg Worrell, a security officer for Lincoln's Challenge and part-time patrolman for the Fisher Police Department, offered himself as police chief as long as the position is full-time. "I would patrol the entire town 3 times before I go in for breakfast," he said. "That's what everyone wants to see." Martinez, a 12-year veteran of the Thomasboro Police Department, is usually scheduled to work 16 hours, but has been working 16 to 20 hours a week in the last couple of weeks. "He will be paid the same rate he received as a patrol officer," said Evans, who added Martinez is employed full-time by Frasca International Incorporated Urbana. And now something from the opinion page. Thompson, new summer theme at Rantoul Public Library. "Reading takes you everywhere" is the theme of 2018 summer reading program at Rantoul Public Library. The library has a reading program for people of all ages. Babies through junior high age students are eligible to join the children's reading program, which began May 21st and will continue through July 28th. Did you know that Rantoul has a domino club? Join other adults in a game of dominoes at the library every Wednesday from 1 to 4 p.m. Chess club will meet from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Thursday, June 7th and Thursday, June 21st. Children and adults are both welcome to play. If you don't know how to play chess, you are welcome to attend and learn. A card-making group meets at the library every Thursday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The library has many supplies for participants to make homemade greeting cards. Yarn and Yak meets at the library every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. Bring your project and chat as you crochet, stitch, or knit. For complete stories and others, please see the Rantoul Press in print. This has been Tamara reading the Rantoul Press for the week of June 3rd. I hope to read with you again soon.